So good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to present our study on understanding customer problems, troubleshooting from storage system logs. This is a joint work between UIUC, NetApp, and Pattern Insight. So we all know that customer problem troubleshooting is very critical. Today's keynote speaker also mentioned that we need to deal with constant failure. Such kind of customer problem can bring a very costly service downtime for customers. Meanwhile, it's also very expensive for system vendors to provide a troubleshooting service. And this issue is getting worse as the modern storage system become more and more complex. So this is a figure illustrate a typical storage system architect. From customer's perspective, a storage system is a simple virtual device attached to their system, provide storage capacity, provide I/O performance. Actually, looking from inside, a storage system is composed of multiple layers, such as storage subsystem, resilience mechanism such as RAID, file system layer, and many other high-level layers. And storage subsystem is the core part, link the disk drive to the rest of a storage system. It has many components, such as disk, shelf enclosure, cable, host adapter, and the very complex software protocol stacks. And so for such a complex storage system, customer can experience problem in many ways. For example, the whole system can fail. Then customer can no longer use the service provided by this storage system. Or some components can fail and result in partial failure. For example, if the shelf enclosure controller fails, then customer cannot access data in that shelf enclosure. Similarly, if single hard disk drive fail, and customer can no longer access data in that disk. So although a RAID layer can tolerate some of this failure, sometimes this problem still propagate and expose to customers. Also, due to the nature of a storage system, various monitoring mechanisms have been built into storage system and try to capture system misbehavior and prevent the problem developing into a complete failure or even permanent data loss. So for all this complete failure, partial failure, and other system misbehavior can lead to customer problems. So to deal with this customer problems, usually customers report this problem to support center through two ways. First is they can make phone call or write email to support center describing their experience. Meanwhile, those built-in monitoring mechanism will automatically generate problem cases if certain critical events happen. The example is like system crash or disk failure, unstable interconnects, snapshot failure, power degradation. Yeah, there are many possibilities. Then these customer problems go to support engineer, and once support engineer will reply with resolution or temporary workaround to customers. So one important aspect of our study is trying to quantitatively understand such problem troubleshooting process. And as I just mentioned, the monitoring mechanism record large amount of information on system states while the system while system experience problem. So the other question is, how can we leverage the information in system log for problem troubleshooting. So this is the outline of my following talk. I will first look at the customer problem troubleshooting on several dimensions. Then I will talk about how log information could be used for problem troubleshooting. And I will draw the conclusion at the end. So to look at the problem troubleshooting, we look at a large customer problem case database. We look at more than 600,000 problem cases from the database. And the database record the detailed information about these problem cases. The important information about problem case is the report date and the resolution date. Report date basically is when customer making a phone call or write email, or when the monitoring mechanism generate the problem cases. And the resolution date is when support engineer reply customer with resolution or temporary workaround. Usually that's right after they diagnose the problem and understand it. Another important information in the database is about problem root cause. It records both at the high level, such as software, hardware, configuration, or at the module level, which tell us error from which software module or hardware components lead to that customer problem. And for all the problem cases automatically generated by monitoring mechanism, system log record the critical events which explain why the problem case were created. And besides that, many non-critical events were also recorded in a system log. So using this 600,000 cases, we look at their characteristic on three dimensions. First is we look at the problem troubleshooting time. It's very important because that help us to decide how much effort we should spend to automate the troubleshooting process. And the second dimension is to look at the problem category. And the third dimension is to look at how they impact customer experience. And we also look at the correlation between these dimensions. So the first finding is about the problem troubleshooting time. Now we find out that actually problem troubleshooting is quite challenging and time consuming. The x-axis shows the relative amount of time spent on each problem case. And the y-axis shows the percentage of problem case. As we can see here, there's some problem can be solved very quick, while there are some problem case, like 20% of problem case, take quite a few time to troubleshoot. So to better understand this issue, we break down the problem case based on the category. So this pie chart shows five different categories. Interesting finding is that actually hardware fault and misconfiguration are the two most frequent categories. They are the major reason for many of the problem customer problems. In comparison, software bugs only contribute to 3%. We believe that's due to the fact that there are many available technology to test software and detect software bugs. Another finding is that actually there's a relative significant amount of customer problem were due to customer lack of knowledge about the storage system, or customers has configured their own environment in incorrect way. So we also look at the problem troubleshooting time for each problem case in each category. We see that although software bugs is not that often, when it happened, usually it takes a longer time to troubleshoot. And on the other hand, there's really, for all category, troubleshooting is always time-consuming. Interestingly, even when there's no real problem in the storage system, or it's just due to customer's own environment, it still takes some time for support engineer to figure that out. And this customer problems has quite different impacts on customer's experience. Some of them can be very severe and lead to system crash. And some of them might remain very minor and has minor impacts. So this pie chart shows the breakdown based on their impacts. One finding is that actually most of customers' problems remain at a low impact level. Only 3% of the problem involves system crash. And most of them are remain as a hardware components failure or just lead to unhealthy system status. So look at the troubleshooting time based on impacts. Again, we find out that for this small percent of system crash, it takes much longer time to troubleshoot, probably because of the long fault propagation paths involved in a system crash. And similarly, there's no easy troubleshooting is always time-consuming, no matter what impact it brings to customer. So I've talked about show that problem troubleshooting is quite challenging and time-consuming. There's an opportunity for us to leverage the information record in storage system logs. So next, we'd like to look at how we can utilize this information to improve problem troubleshooting. So to answer this question, we look at the same set of data. For all the customer problem automatically created by monitoring mechanism, the database records the critical events which explain why the problem case were created. Also, there are many non-critical events are stored in a system log. In fact, many support engineers do manually look at those critical events and non-critical events, try to figure out the root cause. So the question, in order to make it automate, the question is, what's the minimum amount of information we should use from the log for problem troubleshooting? So here is a small example showing that from a real customer problem case. At the end is the critical event. Basically, that tells us the system crashed. And that's why the monitoring mechanism create a problem case and send to customer support center. So the most straightforward way is to use critical events to use critical events to predict what's the root cause. Okay. In this example, there is another single event called bus error. Basically, it tells us SCSI adapter enter an unexpected bus phase. And based on diagnosis, actually that was the root cause of this system crash. So the second way of looking at this problem is that if we can always find one single event which can reveal the problem root cause, if that's the case, it's a relatively easy question because you only need to examine there's only limited amount of single events. Obviously, the third alternative to look at this problem is to combine information from multiple events. As the fault propagate, there might be multiple log events get recorded in the system log. Maybe it can bring us better idea about what's going on. So here I've shown the comparison results. We compare three ways of using log events. So for the detail about the experiment methodology, can refer to my paper. Basically, we use F score as the matrix to evaluate how accurate the log information can be used to predict module level root cause. And we apply these three different ways on 13 groups of problem cases. And each group of problem cases has a unique module level root cause. So overall, we can see that if we use critical events alone, the accuracy is very low, only 15%. And looking for the best single event, even we can find the best single event, it can still only provide us 27% of accuracy. In comparison, if we try use some heuristic machine learning algorithm to find out multiple events, we can improve the accuracy to 45%. So it tells that critical events alone definitely is not enough. Well, although 55% is far from perfect, it motivates us to utilize the information in the log and try to use the information from more log events can bring us better accuracy. So besides comparing these three different possible ways of using logs, we also manually examine 35 customer problem cases and their corresponding system logs. And we made several interesting observations. First is we find out that logs are very verbose, because when you design a monitoring mechanism, you are trying to monitoring everything. And using the same example, the bus error event is quite useful. It tells us there's something wrong about the SCSI bus. And the system crash event is also useful. It tells us it lead to system crash. However, many other events, they are either irrelevant to this problem or they are unimportant. So actually, based on our observation, usually there are only 2 to 4 key log events for out of 100 of log events are very useful for understanding the problem. Another challenge is that such kind of important log events is not that trivial to locate. In this example, the critical events is easy to locate because we predefine them. It's only a limited number of critical events. But for the bus error events, it's like more than 100 events away from the critical events. There's no trivial way for us to link them together. And based on observation that it's quite common for an important log event happen minutes or even hours ahead of a critical event. The good news is we also observe that when system experience the same problem at a different time, they do exhibit similar log patterns. That gives us the opportunity that if we can identify these similar log patterns, we should be able to leverage this information. So based on these observations, we design and implement a prototype log analysis tool. It sits between logs and the support engineer. So it applied statistical machine learning algorithm to find log event dependency and try to identify important log events and filter out irrelevant and unimportant log events. The output can be sent to support engineer and provide a good starting point for following up manual log analysis, because now they don't need to look at thousands or 10,000 log events anymore. Also, this important log events can be put into a database, and we apply clustering technique on this database. And the outcome of this clustering process can be used by support engineer in two ways. First, the support engineer now can collect multiple instances of the problem with a similar symptom, and it really helps them to troubleshoot. Also, they can also retrieve the past diagnosis from the instance as a reference point. That also speeds up the troubleshooting process. So we're still exploring the design space and evaluating the effectiveness of this this tool. So the detail about this tool is out of this scope of this paper and will remain as our future work. So finally, let me draw our conclusion. We find out that problem troubleshooting is challenging, and we really need to spend more time to look at this. And we find out that actually hardware and configuration are becoming quite a big contributor to customer problems. And insufficient user knowledge is also another contributor to many customer problems. And also we find out that for modern storage, although the resilience and redundancy make most problems remain at a low impact level, but while when problem reach to high impact level, usually it's become quite difficult to troubleshoot. Meanwhile, we find out that storage system logs do contain very useful information for problem troubleshoot. Well, it's not trivial to use them. Critical event alone, it cannot be provide a very good accuracy for problem troubleshooting. And we really need a log analysis tool which can filter out noise and identify similar pattern. And we believe that can provide, can help us improve the problem troubleshooting process. So that's the end of my talk. Thanks.
Cristiano Ungurano from NEC Labs. How do you classify errors that start as a hardware failure but are treated incorrectly by the software? So there are failures in the software in the abnormal paths. So do you count them as hardware, software, or both?
So basically we relied on experts' experience. We look at the database, it's a diagnosis database. We look at the root cause. If it starts from a hardware fault, it will count as a hardware fault.
Thank you.
So my question is, it really stood out for me that while the software faults were very infrequent, they were incredibly expensive.
Yes.
And I would assume that they were probably a big contributor even to the system crashes. And I wondered if you had any insight onto why they were so much worse than, you know, weird things like buses failing, and why is that?
I think because of hardware components, it's relatively easy to, you can easily replace it. And that you can say, okay, from two sides, one is that you can easily replace one hardware component and try it, then you find out that works, then you know that's caused by that hardware. One specific example is a hard drive. You can easily replace one hard drive, and if it works, then you can you troubleshoot it. Software is not that easy. That's
We have one announcement, or we have a question, please.
We have one quick question. Roger Haskin from IBM. It seems to me if you could correlate a SCSI bus problem with a crash an hour and a half later, you could also proactively, you know, react to the SCSI bus problem by switching over to an alternate path or something like that. So,
I think for that example, it's more useful for diagnosis. But at the runtime, not every SCSI bus error lead to system crash.
So how would you distinguish the two?
So in this example, basically,
if not everyone led to a system crash, then you wouldn't have a very good correlation between that problem an hour and a half earlier and the crash when it did happen. So,
right. That means it's quite challenging to find a statistic significant correlation between these two events. Yeah, that's.
Okay.
It's challenging. Yeah.
Anirudh Bhara, NEC Labs. My question is, in the entire study, did the nature of the underlying system change at all? That is, over these 600,000 things, did the system start logging differently, and how do you deal with these things? Even the causes might change. Like, if I introduce a new software version, my entire historical information about whatever you learned from the logs would no longer be valid because I changed the way I log.
So it's, we look at a large number of problem cases, so it should cover different type of system. We really look at the overall trend, right? So means for so many different type of storage system with different version of softwares, overall there are more hardware. More problem caused by hardware fault than caused by software bugs. I think that.
Now we have an announcement.